This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need our mighty hand tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to thank you and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just to thank you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Hide me behind Calvary's cross and on this lips of clay in Jesus' precious and holy name. Oh, Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, just come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here this night and forevermore in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, let the anointed Spirit of God rest upon the Word of God here this night. Lord, thank you for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all for saving souls that the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Psalms, 34, verse 8. And we're also going to be looking at Proverbs 18, verse 10, and also 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. In the book of Psalms 4, verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Proverbs 18, verses 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. This is the next minutes we want to bring forth God's word to you. We'll be talking about God is our way maker. He makes a way out of no way. God is our way maker. Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So people of God, true faith goes into operation when there are no answers. God will make a way when your problems is bigger than you, believer in Christ. Yes, I'm going to say it again for those that are listening. Believer of Christ, true faith, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. True faith goes into operation when there are no answers. God will make a way when your problems is bigger than you. Yes, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, for without faith it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, beloved, every problem we face in 2021, it is an opportunity to see God at work, because the victory is obtained by going forward with the Lord. God makes a way out of no way. He is our way maker. Believe in Christ, God will make a way out of no way for you, even if he has to take you through the middle of impossibility. God always makes us walk our way through our problems. Oh, yes, he does. People of God, remember this. Here, George Mueller once said that faith does not operate in the realm of the possible, because there is no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Remember, faith, it begins where man's power ends. Yes, again, to be repeated. This guy by the name of George Mueller once said that faith does not operate in the realm of the possible, because there is no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Remember, we serve a God of impossibility. Remember, faith begins where man's power ends. God will make a way where it seems to be no way. The Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Yes, child of God, you are never above temptation, no matter who you are, saved or unsaved. Bible says, again in 1 Corinthians 10:12-13, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There had no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So, believer in Christ, our spiritual enemy will come at you at your weakest point, your weaknesses, and he will come at you at your strength. Yes, the Bible says in John 10:10, that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. We have to realize and understand, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that we do have an enemy. His name is Satan, the devil, the wicked one. He goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. So never get big-headed as a born-again believer. So often, we think that we are more than what we really are. So never ever think that you are above temptation. Child of God, we need to guard yourself against self-confidence, because the scripture says in Hebrew, in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Only God, the one that created us. He knows what's in our heart. He knows our motives. He knows when our heart is right towards him. So as believers of Christ, as a believer of Christ, you should never know when you are going to be vulnerable, because any single one of us is capable of the grossest sin given and in the right environment. We are not above temptation. Beloved, temptation is anything that promises satisfaction at the cost of obedience to God. In other words, God don't tempt us. God only tests us. We are tempted by being drawn by our own lust. Hallelujah. So again, temptation is anything that promises satisfaction at the cost of you and I as born again believers on that, at the cost of disobedience to the moral law that have been established by God. You see, there are truth in the Word of God that talks about temptation. Here in the book of Hebrew, chapter 4, verse 15, it says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. But Jesus was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin." Believers of Christ, Jesus was tempted just like we are here in 2021. But being tempted is not the same as sinning. You see, sinning is an immoral act considered to be a transgression against the divine law of God. Sinning, it means to violate a religious or moral law. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, it is not a sin to be tempted. But always remember this, that you are never above temptation. Beloved, God will never tempt you. God only tests you. God will make a way out of no way. God will test you, but he will not tempt you. God tests you in order to move you forward in the things of God. Bible says here in the book of James, the apostle says in James 1 verses, hallelujah, verses 13 and 14, it says, "Let no man say when he is tempted. I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt him any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lusts, his own desire, and entices. So as a believer in Christ, temptation comes from your own desire, which entice you and drag you away. Then these desires give birth to sinful acts and sinful actions. Yes, it starts with a desire, and then it is born into a sinful action. Child of God, when sin is allowed, when it's allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. Because the Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. This is a cause of the verse. You see, the penalty of sin is death, both spiritually and physically. So people of God, sin always destroys. It promised satisfaction, but in the end it costs, because it draw us in a state of disobedience to what God require of us. Believer of Christ, every temptation that we go through, it is an invitation to depend on Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, when you are tempted, God is still faithful. God will always give you a way out. But it's up to us, as a child of his, to obey his word. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of ram. So remember this at all times, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Child of God, every time you are tempted to do whatever is disobedient to God, that is an invitation as a child of God for you to depend on Christ. Because in your own fleshly nature, your own fleshly nature, you don't always have the ability to say no to temptation. We have to understand that we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We have to depend on Jesus, because he is the sinless one. He is the one that was tempted in all areas, but sinned not. He is the one that shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Because the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there'll be no remission for sin. So we thank God for Jesus tonight. We thank God because he is a merciful God. We thank God because for his grace that is extended upon our lives each and every day. Remember, God will make a way where it seems to be no way. He is our way maker. To believers of Christ, we have to embrace this always, that there is a way out, no matter what you are facing, no matter what gross sin have held you hostage no matter what small nagging thing that everyone knows about that has you in its grip. There's always a way out, because God's word says so. Again, we are reminded about 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. It says, there had no temptation overtaken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation always make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. We thank God tonight because he promised to never leave us nor forsake us. We thank God for Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Remember that even in our shortcomings, even in our unfaithfulness, our God is still faithful to himself and to his word. You see, God will never let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. When you are tempted, God will provide a way out for you so that you can endure it. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible says in Proverbs 28, verse 13, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Yes, the word is true. God's word will not return to him void. Again, here in Proverbs 28, verse 13, says he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. And when it talks about he, it talks about male as well as female. If we cover our sin, we won't prosper. So it's best to come to the grips of realizing that we have to be honest before God, humbling ourselves and letting them know that we blew it. Bible says in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we got to depend on God's mercy, his grace, and his love for us each and every day, not just on Sunday morning or during midweek service. No, every day is the Lord's day. Bible says, harden not your heart when the word of God is being preached, and the word of God may find you out what sin that you are in. Come to God. Confess to him and be determined not to sin that particular sin again. Forsake it. Ask the Lord to have mercy upon you. God knows about it, so confess to him. God knows what it takes in order for you to overcome. We have to remember that we're not always underneath the unction of the Holy Ghost. In our little finite mind, in our frail bodies, we are subject to fall. But if we be determined in our mind, be determined in our hearts to forsake, to confess and forsake, asking God to help us. Help us to stand. Deliver us. Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. So, beloved, if you confess your sin to God and to one another and pray for each other, then you will be healed. Yes, we have to extend grace and mercy upon people, because we got to realize where we came from. We got to realize about our shortcomings. Well, the Bible says, judge not. Because with the same measure that you judge with, that same measure will come back again upon you. So let us be sensitive as we look beyond people's faults and see their needs. Somebody had to stand in the gap and pray for you as well as me. Whether it was a grandmother, a mom, a dad, uncle, grandfather, whoever it was, they prayed for you. And because of their prayers, because of their love for you, God intervened, touched your life, turned you around, put your foot on solid ground. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am, the one that sits high but look low, knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We serve a merciful God. We thank God tonight because we're still here in the land of the living. We're still on top of the ground not on top of us. We're still being led by the Holy Spirit during this pandemic in 2021. God loves us. He loves us more than we do ourselves. Because of his love, we are here to tell it. Because of his mercy, we are thankful. Yes, we are.
Oh, it's like the cat.
Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. He's the one that made, that have set the captive free. Talking about Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The author and finisher of our faith. We are so thankful tonight, amen, for him, for Jesus, who became that ultimate sacrifice for all to bridge the gap between God and man, who shed his blood for the remission of our sin. We have so much to be grateful and thankful for. We just hope and pray that, hallelujah, as you are listening in tonight, and for those that will be listening at a later date, that this teaching will be a blessing to you. Talking about God will make a way where it seems to be no way. Because he is our way maker. When our back was against the wall and we didn't know which way to go, we call out to him. And he heard our cry from the depths of our heart. As we humbled ourselves underneath his mighty hand, came to him with bended knees and bowed down heads, he heard our cry. And he rescued us from a world that is decaying quickly, each and every day. He accepted us in the beloved family of God as we gave our life to him totally and complete. We confessed to him that we needed his help. He didn't push us aside, but he accepted us in the beloved family of God. Oh, what a blessing, my brothers. What a blessing, my sisters. Here, even now in 2021, God is still in the miracle working business. He still sits high, but he looks low. Where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. God loves you with an undying love. We as born-again believers of Christ, we have so much to be thankful for. We need to go beyond the four walls of a building or even our homes into the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Those that are listening in tonight, you may have a need in your life. You may have a prayer that you've been believing God for. You may have a request that you brought before him. Well, I stop by tonight to give you words of encouragement. Just hang on in there. be people of faith, because we don't go by what we see, but we go by what we know. We are people of faith. Oh, yes, we are. God is merciful. He will make a way where it seems to be no way for you. But first, he wants to see your sincerity. He wants to see how serious you are about giving your life to him. And once you do that, then we are placed in a family of God. And we have, each and every one of us have a work to do, an assignment to complete. As a born-again believer of Christ, we have been called to witness. We have been called to go and tell somebody the good news about the gospel, about what Jesus did in our lives, as well as he wants to do in other people's lives. Yes, again, the word of God says in Proverbs 28, verse 13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whosoever confesses and forsake them shall have mercy. Yes, my brothers and sisters, also, if we confess our sins to one another and pray for each other, then we will be healed. You see, people of God, this is why it's very important. And it's one of the reasons why spiritual growth has to happen. Because prayer, when you come together, Bible says two is better than one. When you come together as a prayer group, it becomes powerful. Because the word of God says, if any two of us come in agreement, as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done by our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. Because in a group of others, there are like-minded people, it will help us to know that we are not battling sin alone. But we are in a community with other people praying for one another and for each other. So, beloved, to be held accountable, it is very important in this season, because we need someone that we can ask rough and tough questions to. A mature believer of Christ. We have walked the walk that we are walking and have overcome trials and tribulations to where they can testify and let us know how good God is. We also need a couple of friends, prayer partners, that are going to get in our faith. Because they care for us and love us enough to ask and discuss the hard questions about what we are going through. Yes, we are not all on the same level of faith. You may be at a level that is higher than I, or you may be at a level that's below the level that I am. But we're all people, excuse me, we're all people of faith. Remember what I said, that now faith is? Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When we look into the Word of God, in faith, there was people that have gone before us, that have endured persecution. Because the Bible says all that live God in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So believer of Christ, simply saying, all we need to do is to come to God and repent for the sins that we have committed. Repent for what we have done, which was not in alignment with God's will and God's way. You see, to repent means to make a firm quality decision to turn away from your sinful choices once and for all. Yes, your mind has to be made up. Your heart has to be fixed that the world is before you, that the world is behind you, and the cross is before you. Remember, whatever it is, whatever sin are that have been haunting you, whatever sin that have been holding you back, God will make a way out for you. But he wants you to make the first step. He wants you to come to him, humbling yourself before him, coming to him on bended knees and bow down in, letting him know how sorry you are for the sin that you have committed. God is merciful. He has extended upon our lives benefits each and every day that he allows us to still be here in the land of the living. Child of God, the Christ in you is stronger than the wrong desire in you. Remember that we are in a spiritual warfare. I'm reminded of the Apostle Paul when he said, the things I desire not to do, I do. And the things I desire to do, I don't do. Because evil is ever so present. That's why each and every day we have to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Remember that temptation is anything that promises satisfaction, but at the cost of disobedience to God. You see, when we are weak, we become vulnerable to give in. But we know as born again believers, when we confess to God and we turn away from the sin and forsake it, then we can stand upon his word. That says in Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Yes, beloved, the good news is that when we are weak, Christ's strength is made perfect in us. So believer in Christ, every time you are tempted, God is inviting you to trust in Jesus, who will set you free. Yes, God makes a way when it seems to be no way, because he is our way maker. You see, the way out is through his son, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. And it's by the grace of Jesus you can be made and set free. Believe in Christ, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God works in ways that we cannot see. God will be our God. And he will hold us very close to his side. Yes, God will make a way that seems out of no way. Bible says in the book of Jeremiah 33, verse 3, call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Here, the prophet Jeremiah is letting us know that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is giving us the opportunity to call upon him. And he will answer us and will show us great and mighty things which we knew it not. Also here in the book of John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus is speaking, he said, unto Thomas. You know Thomas, the one that doubted that Jesus was alive. Jesus said unto Thomas, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. People of God, the true way forward is always through Jesus Christ. Because any other way, it turns out to be just false solution. Yes, beloved, God has not promised to make a way for our plan. But God has promised to make a way for his plan. So child of God, sometimes you find yourself in a wilderness in life, or in a desert place, or a deserted place. Yes, we live in such surroundings in this world that we seem to be isolated. We seem to be in a place of hopelessness, but we at the place where we should believe God. Believe him for all that he has done for us. Believe that the Lord will make a way somehow in our lives. So people of God, God's word, it is packed full of promises that we can cling to. No matter what our need or circumstance or situation may be, yet God promised to provide for his people. God will take care of our physical needs, mental needs, spiritual needs, emotional needs. Because the Bible says in Philippians 4, and 19, but my God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God created the universe, and he gave food to every living, including us, including man. The same God provided food for all the animals. And he will not allow us to go without. No, beloved, even when we mess up, God still provides. In the word of God, it says in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So believe in Christ, God's rest comes from giving up, as we give full control of our lives and follow Jesus wherever his path may lead. Yes, God not only promised us rest, he commands it as well. God also provides direction for our lives. Yes, in Christ, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Yes, God guides and directs our path, our steps, so that we can fulfill his great purpose for each and every one of us while we're here on planet Earth. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. So, beloved, God gives us the grace we need to get through any circumstance, any situation that may be trying to hold us back from doing what he has called us to do. You see, God's grace, his undeserving favor, is what allow us in our Christian walk to forgive others who wronged us, to forgive others who lied on us, call us everything but a child of God. It is a gift that God freely gives based on our specific need. Yes, beloved, God always provides a way out when we are faced with temptation. Yes, believe in Christ. God knows that you will face temptation, and he'll give you the resources you need to overcome trials, including his word and his Holy Spirit. Yes, God is our way maker. God will provide you with a way to be in a relationship with him. He guards our hearts as well as our mind and lead us into the path of righteousness. God points us to the truth. So, beloved, no matter what trials or tests comes our way, we can know that God has already provided for us, both spiritually as well as physically. Yes, people of God, we were born with sin, inputted or passed down to us. You see, our lives, our lifestyle in which we sin daily before Christ, because our nature was flawed, our work was diminished, causing us to be destined for damnation of God in his nature. He was merciful and loved us so much that he wanted to show us mercy. So God, he wrapped himself into flesh and became that perfect sacrifice for all mankind. So beloved, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So we thank God tonight for what was said. We just hope and pray that through what was said that it would bring forth encouragement and exhortation in your life to help you to keep on going a little bit while longer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on the Busting Loose in Faith broadcast through Blog Talk Radio. Share the number 347-826-9424 with your friends and family, and have fun as you join us and listen to the broadcast every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. God willing, we'll be back with you again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Have a great night.
Mm-hmm.